Your taxes hold the key.
Effective January 1, 2016, the new income tax threshold came into effect. The current tax-free amount of $557,232 per annum moved up to $592,800 per annum. The increase in the threshold means that the corresponding tax-free portion to be used by employers as of January 2016 is as follows. $11,400 weekly, $22,800 fortnightly, $49,400 monthly, $148,200 quarterly. Employers, make the necessary adjustments to your payroll system to reflect the increase in the threshold so that all employees may benefit from the increase. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The Ministry of Health has cautioned women against getting pregnant for the next 6 to 12 months because of the possible link between microcephaly and the Zika virus. The ministry is also appealing to pregnant women to avoid getting bitten by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. But what exactly is microcephaly, and how does it relate to pregnant women and Zikvi? It's time to get the facts.
There is increasing information which suggests a link of the Zika infection to microcephaly, which is a condition where the infant has an abnormally small head, which is associated with underdevelopment of the brain. Microcephaly has been observed following infection of the pregnant mother during the first months of pregnancy. Babies who develop microcephaly in the womb may not live to full term, may be born prematurely, may be stillborn, or may survive, but with lifelong disability.
Health Minister Horace Dalli. Our South American neighbors Brazil recorded more than 3,000 cases of microcephaly last year as the Zika virus spread across that country. This was up from 147 in 2014. And so it is against this background that Minister Dalli is urging women of childbearing age to
delay becoming pregnant for the next 6 to 12 months, and those already pregnant take extra precaution to prevent being bitten by mosquitoes, given the possible link between Zika virus infection and microcephaly.
The minister says partnerships with corporate Jamaica and media entities will be key to keeping the public up to date on the Zika virus. In the meantime, medical entomologist and manager of the National Vector Control Program, Shireen Huntley-Jones, is emphasizing that we follow the ministry's preventative measures.
We're asking persons to, first and foremost, rid their environment of the breeding site for the Aedes aegypti mosquito. It is going to be very critical. Secondly, persons can use repellents containing DEET or IR3535. We ask that persons such as the elderly and babies, or persons who are not mobile and are at home during the day, that these persons sleep under a mosquito net.
Persons are also being advised to properly dispose of garbage and used tires, as these are breeding sites for mosquitoes.
Based on our surveillance, we have recognized that the breeding is high at tire shops, garages, and illegal dump sites. So we're asking our citizenry to desist from dumping their waste illegally. Properly bag it and put it out for collection by the solid waste office. For those persons who have garages and they have old cars that are there, we're asking that they either cover these old vehicles or that they put oil in it where the water may be able to collect and settle.
Minister Dalli has also begun upgrading work on the virology lab at the University of the West Indies so that we will be better able to detect and treat Zika.
Prevention better than cure.
This Jamaican adage couldn't be more relevant at this time, especially when there is no cure per se for the Zika virus. So then, keep your surroundings mosquito free. This has been another edition of Get the Facts. To hear this and other GIS radio programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Giovanni Dennis. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.